You know, there's no question that Thurston and Lovey had all the money they needed. They didn't care what they had to pay for taxes. But Carla does.
I don't think she's part of that Howell family.
I'm not sure she's not.
Carla Howell is the director of the Committee for Small Government. They are the committee that is trying to repeal the state income tax on the November ballot. And she's on the phone right now. Carla, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Good. Very good. Thank Carla. You. Hey, let me ask you something. You're talking about eliminating the state income tax. And I got to imagine that that money probably isn't sitting in a bank somewhere just collecting interest, but in fact is used to run the state. If you eliminated that much money, granted, there is a lot of government waste in state government. A lot of people probably could be let go, but I got to still believe that most of that money is used for good things. Does just asking for it to be eliminated make more sense than asking for it to be lowered?
The income tax accounts for about $12.5 billion out of $47.3 billion that the state government spends every year. That's about 27%. Now, the average taxpayer believes that there's about 41% waste in state government. That's according to a survey released by Fabrizio Surveys last spring.
Hang on a second. Let me just ask you about your numbers there, because what I have here says that $12.5 billion represents 45% of the state's budget.
No, the state budget is $47.3 billion. You hear about the statutory budget, which is $28.2 billion. That's what gets reported on in the news. But they've conveniently forgotten to tell us about three other budgets that they have. One is comically called the non-budgeted items budget. There's also two other ones, the expendable trust budget and the capital outlays budget. They total $47.3 billion in state spending every year.
This is Carla Howell from the Committee for Small Government. Last week, the Secretary of the State, Bill Galvin, sent out to every voter in the state a breakdown of all three ballot questions, and yours, of course, was included. And one of the things that you say would not happen if you lowered the income tax and then eliminated it in 2010 would be an increase in property taxes or other fees, sales taxes. You're saying that none of that would happen. How is that possible?
The income tax cuts the state spending, not local spending. Local spending is another $27 billion on top of that. So all they need to do is cut the waste, find 27% out of that 41% waste in the state budget. They don't have to touch what's called aid to cities and towns, which is only $5 billion of that budget. And the city governments, city and town governments, will still have $27 billion. They'll have $22 billion, even if they cut the whole thing. They have a lot of money at both the state and local levels. They're swimming in money, in fact, but the taxpayers are not. And if we end the income tax, we will give back an average of $3,700 each to 3,400,000 taxpayers across Massachusetts. That's money that they can spend, save, or give away in their own families, in their own communities.
And you're telling me that there would not be an increase in property taxes?
The politicians are raising property taxes, state taxes, fees, penalties, all the time. This is what they're doing now. This is what they do every year. And they may do it next year again if we don't kick them out of office. But if we end the income tax, we will set them back by $12 billion. And as our opposition has said, it would be political suicide for them to alter that in any way. What we need to do with property taxes is lower them, too.
But you didn't answer my question. If we eliminate the sales tax, are you telling me that our property taxes will not go up?
First of all, we're talking about the income tax.
Income tax.
Sales tax.
I meant income tax.
It does not affect the property tax at all, and it does not in any way whatsoever require, in fact, it will demand us to start seeing the waste and cutting property taxes as well. The politicians in our opposition are threatening the opposite because their vested interest is keeping state spending high, keeping taxes high, but it's false. We do not need to touch local spending. We can, because there's some waste at the local level too, but there's much more waste at the state level. That's where they should be concentrating.
Now, I don't like paying taxes like anybody else here in the state, but I think we can all agree that the state of Massachusetts, you know, taxation is like a sickness.
Well, yeah,
in the state,
you know, it's really not anymore. And I wanted to bring that up too, Carla, because that's pointed out in this article. This used to be Taxachusetts. We're now 23rd on the list.
That's another the lie and deception, really. We're number five nationally, and what they're doing to come up with that 23, 25 on the list is they're using percentage of income, which is a bizarre machination of how people talk about prices and costs. We are still Taxachusetts. We're the fifth highest in the country.
Well, what I was trying to get at was I don't believe for a moment that your local politicians won't, you know, tax you to get more local aid. Our mayor here in Springfield just about a week ago said that if this ballot initiative passes, then they would have to raise, the city of Springfield would have to raise property taxes by 80%. Now, we thought that number was preposterous, too. But, you know, knowing the state the way it operates, I can't imagine that a local mayor or a local city wouldn't try to, you know, ramp up your property taxes.
It is preposterous. These politicians will say anything to scare people because they know that this will require them to cut the government waste. A lot of these city and state employees, they're looking at some of the lucrative pensions that they're hoping to get someday, and shining a light on the state government is going to shine a light on the local governments and all the waste and pork and patronage, especially in cities. It's much better in towns. You have much less waste in the towns in the Commonwealth, but in the cities like Springfield, there's enormous amounts of waste, and they don't really want people looking in their drawers and under their rugs and looking to see where all that money is going. It's being handed out in sweetheart deals. It's being overspent, and it's being just flat out wasted.
Understand, though, the mayor of Springfield has said a lot of kooky things, and may in fact even be insane. But but what I find interesting, though, Carla, is, you know, the reason I wanted you to come on here was because of this article that I read. And in reading the article, I thought to myself, this woman has got to be crazy. She's got to be nuts. But now talking to you, first of all, you're not crazy or nuts. But secondly, what you're saying is that almost every number represented in this article, from the 45% of the state's $28 billion budget to the idea that property taxes would not be bothered, to Massachusetts does not rank 23rd in the country as far as combined state and local tax burden is concerned, it's almost as if nothing in this article is truthful.
That's exactly right. The state budget, the way they talk about the state budget, would be illegal in the private sector. If you tried to do it with the IRS or the DOR when you report your taxes, if you didn't disclose all your income and you didn't disclose your receipts when they asked, you'd be thrown in jail or fined. But the politicians have written laws that protect them from this level of scrutiny. That must end, and the first step towards doing that is voting yes on one this November 1st. Not only will you end the income tax and get back an average of $3,700 every year in your pockets that you earned, you will also force the state legislature to open the books and end these what would be criminal practices in the private sector.
Okay, but you got to admit it's going to be a tough road for you to hoe by eliminating the state's income tax. Is it not an easier job to try to get the state to cut waste?
This is the only way that we can get them to cut waste. People have tried to reform government forever. It's very hard to unseat the incumbents. This is one of the most golden opportunities that's ever been put before voters. This is a vote that may be the most powerful vote we've ever cast in our lifetime.
And this is a binding question.
This is a binding initiative, yes. Question
now,
one.
Other states in the country have eliminated their income tax. New Hampshire, Florida, a couple others that for one reason or another are escaping me. How has their spending changed as compared to when the income tax was in place?
All of the... Now, they have not repealed their income tax. They just never got one in the first place. And all the states that have no income tax, there's nine other states, Texas, Tennessee, Nevada, Washington, there's nine others. They all have lower tax burdens than Massachusetts. They're all gaining in population. People are moving to those states, whereas they are leaving the states like Massachusetts and California where the tax burden is very high.
And none of them have ever had one? There isn't a state out there that's ever repealed it? They've just never had them?
I believe that's the case.
And they have more money now, but do they have higher sales taxes? Do they have higher property taxes?
Every state has a different mix. The best measure is to look at their overall spending and their overall tax burden. Massachusetts is one of the worst. It's much worse than the states with no income tax. States like New Hampshire has no income tax or sales tax. Slightly higher property taxes, but not by much. Overall, their tax burden is much, much lower. And if we were to end the income tax, we would bring our tax burden down to just slightly worse than New Hampshire.
Now, if you eliminate the state income tax, how hard do you think they're going to have a fight for the repeal of Proposition 2.5?
I couldn't say that again, please.
I mean, what would happen to Proposition 2.5 down the road if all of a sudden no income tax?
Well, we need to use Prop 2.5 and vote no on overrides, that's for sure. It shouldn't be affected at all. Now, they're always threatening, and they are always sort of trying to undermine Prop 2.5. That's been going on since it was enacted 28 years ago. But it still is law, and it's a great protection for us to make sure that we keep our property taxes low.
So even in the worst situation, if the mayor of Springfield says we would have to raise your property taxes by 80%, he'd still have to get a Prop 2.5 override to do so.
He would. That's right.
And he's crazy. We've already established that.
Then I think we've established that, in fact, he is insane.
Now, you know, there are people who say that they don't pay their federal taxes, but I'm not sure how you do that because I thought your taxes are already taken out of your check. Are you self-employed? So do you pay state taxes right now?
I do.
Well, wouldn't you be proving your point by not paying them?
I don't want to go to jail, and I don't recommend that anybody else set themselves up for jail.
All right, so in other words, you want the law to change, but you're not necessarily crazy enough to go out there and just stop paying it yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't blame you. Carla Howell is the director of the Committee for Small Government. Carla, we appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, Carla.
It's 8:23 with Axe and O'Brien at Rock 102.